to Tango Mobile.
Zero TR. Mobile, trying to park.
Good afternoon to you. And I've got to run out and take care of a few errands and grab a bite of lunch or something and then head back to the house. What you up to today? You're in a dead zone.
Bad spot. I'm going to move. Went too far away from the front office there, but it just, the repeater just dropped out completely, so I think it's location.
Location, location, location thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, how's your day going?
Going. Got a thing in the mail that said, we'd like to give you, service at your house from the telecable people. But when I called them, still don't have it out here. They're doing construction. Maybe one of these days. They've been promising that for 3 years now. It still hasn't occurred. So no different than yesterday.
It beats the heck out of New Orleans, I'll bet you.
Yeah, they're underwater down there.
And they're talking about some of the transmission towers being down, and I can understand that. I saw huge transmission towers taken down on the way to work one morning. I had to turn around, but they were wooden, but they were gargantuan things. They rode them across the highway, and I got chewed out for being late to work, but I wasn't going to run over 750,000-volt cables to test them to see if they were live yet. But the ones I saw in New Orleans were these old metal towers, kind of like up by Lake Cunningham, and they were rusty.
Around here like that, too. There are some around here like that, too, so... Yeah, it's a, it gets to be that way. And all after a while, they do have a tendency, if they're not taken care of properly, to get that way. Of course, down there in that area around New Orleans, they've got all that salt water in the air, and that'll make it get bad real fast.
That stuff, it eats everything. I know it was a pain in the rear working on airplanes on the carrier because of salt water corrosion.
Talking about power down, I got home yesterday afternoon, and not 5 minutes or six, no more than 5 or 10 minutes before I got home, the power had gone off. I looked around, didn't realize it until I looked around and realized my fan wasn't turning, my air conditioner wasn't on. And then I got on the phone to call Duke Energy, and as I was calling them, it came back up. They said, yeah, they had an outage. They had an outage in that area, and all, they didn't say where and all, but I'd be willing to bet it had something to do with the Sumter Utility guys that were working on power poles up the road from me, and that's the feeder line that comes down to my house. You know how that can be.
Their old TR. Oh, yeah. If you ever look up at them on the power lines, they got these things they call guts, and they're big orange things, and you can tell right then whether or not they're working them hot or not if they got those guts on them. Keeps the guys from getting electrocuted up there. Wouldn't want their jobs. Well, most of the hospitals down there in New Orleans are all of them. They're all on auxiliary generators. I hope they can get fuel in there to them to bring the diesel in for the generators, because those things are massive. I used to work on them there at that one hospital I worked at, and it was not a big hospital, and I think they were 9 megawatts.
And here at Regional, they are not little bitty things. They're in building size setups outside the thing. So, hang on a minute here. I got to run by the ATM and get a dollar or two out so I can eat me some lunch here in a minute. Hang on. W2T.
I think Rusty will get enough out for both of us to eat lunch as well. N4 ZLK.
He's tight. You know how Rusty is.
He for lunch. That's not very much. I need a little more than that.
For either the salt and pepper shaker or some bird seed at that cost.
When he was a kid, he might have been able to eat for a dollar back then.
In a place up there in Kansas that for a while was $7 for $1. Now, you didn't get much of a hamburger, but and then they went down to $5 for $1. Got a little mustard, a little ketchup, some pickles, and I think pickles. I'm not sure about that even. But that's the cheapest I ever seen them.
The fast food restaurants had dollar menus, and you could get one item. You get a little small cheeseburger, a small fry, and a small drink, I think, for a dollar each. So really, you're $3 there, but at least the hamburger was a dollar.
It's the wrong time of the month. Middle of the month, yeah, that's a bit different story. But first of the month, it's a little one. Go ahead, Tom.
I think it was 39 cents, and that was a hamburger and fries. And I think you had to buy the soda separate. I'm not sure.
I double with you, Tom.
Oh, that's okay, Rusty. We didn't know when you were going to get out of there. I used to go to Coney Island back home and eat lunch before the school systems disallowed you from going home at lunch hour. And it was 39 cents, Shane, for a burger basket, hamburger and fries. And it was a good hamburger and good fries in a little plastic basket. And then I think you did have to buy the soda pop, though.
And of course, you didn't quite make the hourly wage that we do today either, I'm sure. So it was more relative, I'm sure. Anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
Because I didn't have enough in there to feed all three of us today. More like the middle of the month, that would be better. But first of the month, it's such a small one, it doesn't make. By the time the bills eat it up, you know, there's nothing left. So anyway, but I'm going to go grab me a quick bite of lunch somewhere, something light. And see if I can get by for about $7 or $8 today. And then go buy a few groceries and then go home. And then I will be depleted, you know? Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Rusty, they call that Visa or MasterCard. And then you don't have to worry about that. It's free. Just use the plastic. Go ahead, Shane.
There's too many people that think that.
There are a lot that do that, you know. Hey, I got this credit card. You know, it don't cost me nothing. I use the card. Yeah, right. Until they can't pay it or don't pay it, and then they cut them off, and then where are they going to be? But I, you know, I got a dollar or two out of the ATM, and then now I'll go find me some lunch, and then I'll go buy my groceries, and then I'll go home. That's the best thing I can do. It keeps me out of trouble. And also... Oh, well, Tom, where are you running around to today?
At the Hanger Clinic. It's a place for prosthetics and stuff like that. And they're working on my foot here, put it that way. And it's on the west side of town, just past the Greenville VA Clinic. And speaking of which, Rusty, on those credit cards... This is NZTR. I had a friend that I work with in maintenance out at the wheel plant for about 4 years. And he was getting paid. I mean, maintenance always got paid good wages. Probably around $15 an hour at that time, which was good. And his wife and him ran up $40-some thousand dollars on a credit card. Of course, he blamed his wife. And he just claimed bankruptcy and didn't have to pay it. And then within a month or so, he went to work for the post office. He was making about $20 an hour then. Go figure. That's where they are on the TV now, these CDLs, cars, drugs, and lawyers. If you don't pay your taxes... you just get somebody to write off $50,000 or $60,000 and pay them a few bucks, and Go on your way. Go ahead, Shane.
Credit card bill, Tom. But I know a lot of people carry things like that. You carry that much weight on them. We decided a long time ago we weren't going to do that, and I scared my kids out of it when they were young. Taught them to pay cash, and they're benefiting today for it. So I'm grateful. I had a few hard lessons to learn when I was young. But anyway, I got to get out of here. I'm about where I'm going. Just wanted to say hello to you guys. Hope you have a good day. WU2T and N0TR, N4ZLK. Have a good day.
See you later, Shane. W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
Nice talking to you, Shane. Good to hear you this time of day, boys. Getting back over here to the west of us here. This is called the Medical Center, 1009, 1011 Grove Road. And I think we're going to have to get out and go in there in the next 5 or 10 minutes. But I didn't plan on making this good a time getting down here, Rusty. I caught a lot of green lights, put it that way. Where are you going for lunch?
There's a Japanese place over here. I may go there, and they've got some small lunches, so I may go there and get one of those for lunch. My system tolerates that pretty well, but, I see a few clouds building up, but hopefully they're not going to do anything very much. The way that storm's figuring, I'm figuring it's going to swing way west of us. I hope it does anyway. At least that's what I saw on the radar earlier. But, I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to go up here and get some light. Drive down this road I'm on here, and there's been a lot of Duke Energy's got a whole bunch of crews along here where they're running all kinds of new lines and putting in poles where they need them and things like that along Reedville Road over here. So you go down this road and you're liable to find crews. Down my road, they've got Sumter Utilities working down that road. So they've got a lot of crews in town and doing a lot of work for them. And this new one is one that I hadn't seen before, but they got a new one over here too now. So, running around. And I know where that place is you're talking about. Years ago, I had to carry some clients over there when I was driving for the hospital system.
Oh, shoot. There's a gentleman here. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
I take it you're a vet with that prosthetic device. God bless you. I am, too.
Good to meet you,
sir. Nice to meet you, sir.
I guess you are, too.
Yes, sir. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
He's stopping on me. Roll the window down there, Rusty. Yeah, well, that was nice. That was a nice job you had there doing that for folks. Rusty, I'm going to go ahead and go on in. I think we're going to take an umbrella. Bernice is with me, and they'll let us both in, which some places don't. Talk to you later. Have a good lunch. W2T and 0TR.
All right, we'll catch you later. I just found some more Sumter Utility trucks and that Wright company, which is the people that furnish the crews to, put out the warning devices and stand there and stop traffic. So catch you later. You and Bernice have a good one. N0TR, W2T Mobile.